This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. At the NATO summit in London today, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, looking ahead, sounded a clarion call for the alliance to build upon the past.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Whatever our differences, we will continue to unite around our core task, to defend one another, all for one and one for all.
U.S. President Donald Trump scolded Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for agreeing with others that Mr. Trump was too focused on his own news conferences.
Well, he's too fast.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
In the Trump impeachment story, a public hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, here's AP's Sagar Meghani.
Four law school professors are appearing at the House Judiciary Panel's first impeachment hearing, with North Carolina's Michael Gerhardt among three saying President Trump's actions meet the founder's standard for impeachment, arguing he committed high crimes and misdemeanors by abusing his power.
If Congress fails to impeach here, then the impeachment process has lost all meaning.
But Jonathan Turley from George Washington University says Democrats have not made a strong enough case.
It's wrong because this is not how you impeach an American president.
The president himself weighed in from overseas.
The word impeachment is a dirty word, and it's a word that was only supposed to be used in special occasions.
Saying he committed no crimes, and the House impeachment report is a joke. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. China is expressing anger over passage of a bill by the U.S. House targeting Beijing's crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims, especially the country's Uyghurs. The vote was 407-1. We have a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
China has responded with swift condemnation after U.S. Congress overwhelmingly approved a bill targeting its mass crackdown on ethnic Muslim minorities. The legislation condemns the detention of an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and others in China's far west Xinjiang region. Chinese government departments published a slew of strongly worded rebukes to the bill, calling it another example of U.S. interference into China's internal affairs. The Foreign Affairs Commission of China's legislature says the U.S. has turned a blind eye to its efforts to combat terrorism and safeguard human rights in Xinjiang. The commission says the bill disregards the facts and mixes up black and white. I'm Karen Chamas.
Anxious investors are seeing some good news on the U.S. markets today after Tuesday's sharp drop, triggered by President Trump's comments on a yet-to-be-achieved trade deal with China that maybe it could wait until after next year's election. At midday today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 200 points. A Japanese aid worker, Dr. Tetis Nakamura, and five colleagues were gunned down and killed today in eastern Afghanistan. It happened in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. VOA's Ayaz Gul in Islamabad said Dr. Nakamura's death represents a major loss for the Afghan people.
Dr. Nakamura arrived in the region in 1984, like a few years after the Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan, and it displaced millions of Afghan families in the country, and most of them ended up in Pakistan, in the border city of Peshawar, and that's where Dr. Nakamura arrived in 1984 and opened some medical clinics to provide services to Afghan refugee families. And then, you know, when things improved, he gradually moved his operations to the other side of the border and continued his work.
That was VOA's Tayo's Gull from Islamabad. A typhoon that swept over the Philippines Tuesday killed at least 10 people in a path of destruction that reached the capital, Manila. But the country averted a larger-scale disaster, apparently due to stronger-than-usual preparations, including mass mobile phone alerts and resulting evacuations. Typhoon Kamuri reached the Bicol Peninsula southeast of Manila late Monday, with winds of up to 208 kilometers an hour. Amnesty International says it has credible new reports that more than 200 people were killed in less than a week of nationwide unrest in Iran. Gene Randall, VOA News.